How you doing, Anita?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm ready for the holidays.
Yeah, me too, I think. I've got just about everything done, I think, bought that I'm hoping to. And we got everything decorated last week at our house.
So did you?
We're good to go, yeah.
Mine's all decorated too, so ready to go. I'm almost done shopping too, actually.
Yeah, that's good.
Not buying as much this year, and got a lot on Black Friday down in Florida, and it's still there.
Oh,
so I'll
okay.
be wrapping on Christmas Eve.
You're hoping, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping it makes it.
Did I hear you say you went to Florida again?
Yes. I have a sister-in-law who lives there, and she has an Airbnb. So basically, I get points on my credit card and go free.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. We're going to get to Russ Casper in a moment, who can tell us about the Ready Grant winners. But let's go ahead and we'll let Anita talk about United Way and with our hope and vision. Good morning again.
All right. Well, good morning, Case.
K2, K squared.
We're now officially splitting apart. So.
Yeah,
well, basically, we are trying to finalize our numbers for our campaign. We still have a few more envelopes to come in. So just as we have that, maybe the next time we talk, I can give you our number. I can tell you we're probably going to be, not probably, we will be down this year. Little disappointed in that, but I think we worked the campaign hard. We had some areas that were up. The city and the county did really good. The schools did good. We did have a little trouble in the industry this year, not having a lot of employees, people not sure about jobs. So that was down a little. And then, of course, we have that what we call out of area, which is different counties that come in, and we really have no control over those. So we should hopefully have a final number real soon here, and we can share that with you. But I do have a couple of other things. This is the time of year that we check in with our agencies to see what's going on, and we are needing some help for our United Way agencies. So is it okay to share that with
you
guys?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Well, I know Salvation Army. They're one of our agencies. And they're looking for bell ringers. And there's different places that you can do it. You can actually go online or you can call Edith at Salvation Army. And the one thing I really like about the bell ringers is all that money that they raise in Clinton County, it does not go to the corporate office. It stays right here in our county. So having those bell ringers there to bring in money for Salvation is pretty important.
And you call Salvation Army to
get
your
schedule?
You
can do that, or you can go online and you can actually... you can work your way down to Frankfort, and you can actually sign up online to ring a bell. I personally do IGA, so I can sit inside. But
inside the door.
And then if you take a kid, like last year, I took Sophia with me. It was funny because people were giving money because Sophia was there, and she'd sing a little Christmas carol.
So. Oh, nice! Yeah,
so
that's
we were people
to turn
give
down,
money.
Isn't it?
Now, if I just stand there, it seems like it takes a while to get more money. But, so anyway, kids are the clue or the secret to that one.
That's right.
Our Boys and Girls Club, they have a wonderful teen club that has grown like out of control. And they do that on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And they are really needing adult volunteers to help. Basically, they provide a meal, then they break it down. They usually have a speaker, and then they'll do like an activity. But they are definitely needing some volunteers. And Susie was sharing with me yesterday that if they don't get more adult volunteers, then they're going to have to decrease the amount of teens that they can allow in the club, which I think is kind of sad. So if you have a couple hours, I think it's, I want to say it's from 6 to 8, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I may have the times wrong on that. But if you have some hours that you can volunteer, don't mind being around teens. You do have to go through a background check, but they definitely really need some help. And I hate to see teens turned away because we don't have volunteers to help with the program.
Absolutely.
So just a plea out for that. And then our Coach Kids and our local hero, which is a school program, we have 5 students that have been on the waiting list for some time now who needs a mentor. So if you'd like to do something like that, that's like less than an hour a week that you do, and you only meet with the kids at school. And you meet during the lunchtime. They eat their lunch at school. You play games. Just make a friend. They need a mentor.
I love that.
And then our family literacy program, I mean, we've had a lot of needs come in. So family literacy program is through the library with Maria. She does a wonderful job with that. And she's needing volunteers who want to help students, basically kids. There are a couple adults who English is their second language, to read better. She has a wonderful program. I'd love for everybody to see what all she does with these kids, but she's looking for volunteers for that as well. And then the last thing is our food truck that we do with United Way will be coming to the Boys and Girls Club on January the 4th. and I need 12 to 15 volunteers. I have five right now. It's usually a cold month. We have January, February. We'll be going through the year, so every month we look for volunteers. So it's kind of fast. It's a quick thing. So if you're looking to volunteer for the month of December, maybe you don't have funds to be able to donate, you'd like to give your time, we have several people who would love to have your help. So that's what we have going on at United Way right now.
Very good.
Okay. Shelter going all right?
Shelter's going. We have people in there. We've had a couple of events, which we're dealing with a different clientele that
right.
we know we're going to have to deal with. We have a little bit of growing pains. It's getting pretty full. So I was
That's
just there this morning.
That's a steep learning curve when you have something
right.
brand new like yeah. that. Yeah.
So we have we had one staff who had a bigger heart and was having trouble following the rules a little, so we had to rein that back in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, that could be good. It could be bad.
It's hard not to want to help more.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can be manipulated pretty easy. So we've got to mm-hmm. make sure we have strong staff that understand that, you know, we have to follow the rules.
But rules are rules, right.
Yeah, I think it's going pretty good. I met with a lady, probably shouldn't say her name, yesterday, who was just so appreciative
mm-hmm.
of, you know, having this offer. She actually is from another place in Indiana,
mm-hmm.
and she goes, I'm not sure how I ended up in Frankfort, but she's just so appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
So it's rolling. Like I said, there's learning curve, things we'll mm-hmm. learn, things that we didn't think that we needed, and we're going to find out as we go.
Yeah.
So, but overall, it's up and going and doing pretty good.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, always good to see you, Anita, and maybe I'm sure we'll talk to you before Christmas. But
all right.
Yeah, I'm sure like about another week or two.
we've got it scheduled.
All right. Well, guys, I appreciate it, and have a great day.
Absolutely.
Right. Thanks, Anita. Take care of yourself.
That's Anita Stewart on the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision.